Okay, get your Bibles, open them to Genesis chapter number 42. Sa aklat tayo ng Genesis chapter number 42. And we're going to look at Joseph and how Joseph preserves his brothers. Remember, 20 years ago at this time, his brothers sold him into slavery, threw him in a pit, bound him, threw him in a pit, took his coat, and sold him as a slave to the Midianites that were coming through, the Ishmaelites. And when they got to Egypt, they sold Joseph to Potiphar, and he spent some time in Potiphar's house as a young man, 17 years old. And turned out to be a good helper, and Potiphar promoted him as the main helper of the house. And of course, Potiphar's wife wanted to commit sin with Joseph, and Joseph is a faithful man and didn't want to commit adultery. And so he left, and they bound him and put him into prison. And he spent some time in prison, and the captain of the guard, which is Potiphar, knew that Joseph was doing good in prison, promoted him as a helper in prison, and the two helpers, the butler and the baker of Pharaoh, came in, and of course he interpreted their dream, and the baker died, and the butler was restored to his office helping Pharaoh, the president, the king of Egypt. And then the king of Egypt had a dream. You remember the dream? The cow, the seven cows and the seven corn. And what does the dream represent? There are seven years of kasaganahan. No? 7 years of harvest will be followed by 7 years of famine. And that gave them the opportunity to invest and save and prepare for the years of emptiness and famine. And now Joseph was promoted as second in rank to just the Pharaoh. So he's pretty much the viceroy, the vice president of Egypt. And now verse chapter number 42, his brothers who sold him into slavery are forced to find food in Egypt. They go down to Egypt, but what they don't know is that Joseph, their brother, is now in charge of the harvest and the grain and selling and buying. And they didn't know that. So look at chapter number 42. And by the way, habang pinag-aaralan natin ito, I want you to notice how Joseph and Jesus are almost the same. Okay, we know that Jesus was rejected by his brethren. We know that Jesus' coat was taken. We know Jesus was thrown in a pit 3 days and three nights in the grave. We know that Jesus was put placed in between two malefactors, you know, kind of like the butler and the baker. We know that there's a lot of similarities here, and Jesus wants us to remember him. Joseph wanted to be remembered. And so there's a lot of similarities, a lot of parallels. So I want you to participate this morning if you see a parallel, okay? If you see a parallel, raise your hand and let us know kung may nakikita kayong parallel. Look at verse number 1. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, "Why do you look one upon another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." And so, katulad ng Panginoong Hesukristo, balang araw, lahat ng mga bansa ay pupunta sa Jerusalem para magsamba sa Panginoon pagdating ng muling pagbabalik ni Jesus Christ. Alright, verse number 3, "And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt, but Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob, sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him." Huwag nyo nang dalhin si Benjamin. Baka masawi pa siya, katulad ng nangyari sa aking anak na si Joseph. And so it looks like Jacob learned the harsh lesson of protecting his sons. And verse number 5, and the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan, and Joseph was the governor over all the land, and he it was that sold all the people of the land, and Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. So dito natupad ang dream na binigay ng Diyos kay Joseph, at mauulit-uli yan. And so, don't forget the dream that Joseph had, that God told him, your brethren, your family will bow down to you someday. And that promise sustained Joseph in the pit, in the prison, in Potiphar's house, and here in the palace, God's word comes true. Verse number 7, and Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them. But he made himself strange unto them and spake roughly unto them. So there are times when God speaks roughly to us. And those times when God speaks roughly to us, let's not forget, he is still the God of love. No? And there's a reason why Joseph spoke roughly to his brethren. He was hiding himself. And there are times when God hides himself in our life and in our situation. Why am I being treated like this, Lord? Bakit ganito mga nangyayari sa akin, Panginoon? At tila parang kinakausap mo ako ng masama, dakilang Diyos. But God has a plan and a purpose. And so remember, behind that rough speaking is a loving father. In Joseph's case, he hid himself to be a stranger. Now, see, Jesus Christ, nung siya ay nagkatawang tao, before siya nagkatawang tao, ano siya? Diyos na nagkatawang tao. That's right. He is God. He is the Son of God. And then he became man. And he hid himself. So katulad din ni Joseph, no? Hindi alam ng tao kung sino si Jesus Christ. They didn't know that Jesus in him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, according to Paul. And so he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And Lord, verse number 8, and Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. And Joseph remembered the dreams that which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. Ye are come. So, pinagtangka niya yung kanyang mga kapatid. Ah, nandito kayo para mag-spy. Imagine, buong mundo pumupunta sa Egypt, tapos narinig ni Joseph, siguro yung isa sa mga assistant ni Joseph, sir, meron dito mga tiga-Kainaan sila. Siguro nagulat si Joseph, oh? Tingnan ko nga kung sino sila. Ayun yung mga anak ni Jacob, yung kanyang mga kapatid. At siguro na-recognize niya. Ha? Kahit na ilang taon nang nakalipas. Pero si Cham Cham, no? Halos hindi na ma-recognize si Cham Cham. Ilang buwan lang. And yet he recognized them. At doon niya sinabi niya sa sarili niya, ito na pala yung plano ng Diyos, na ako ang magsusupply ng pagkain para sa mga Canaan, sa mga kapatid ko. And that's how Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh in order to provide salvation to everyone. And especially to the Jews. God has a special plan for the nation of Israel. Hindi pa tapos ang Diyos sa bansang Israel. Jesus Christ is coming back and he will provide salvation for the nation of Israel. And he's going to be their Messiah. He's going to be king over this entire world, and Israel will be elevated to the witness of Jehovah. Sila talaga ang Jehovah's Witnesses. Hindi yung saksi ni Jehovah ng Watchtower Society. Anyway, and so there's a likeness there. And let's see. So verse 13, and they said, "Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. Behold, the youngest this day is with our father," si Benjamin yon. Yung bunso namin kapatid, nandun kay tatay sa Canaan, pero meron din kaming isang kapatid na wala na. Is not. Yon, si Joseph yon. Hindi nila alam. Kinakausap na pala nila si Joseph. No, siguro yung mukha niya, Egyptian. Yung mga Egyptian eyes, yung suot niya, Egyptian. Yung mga gold niya, yung chain niya, Egyptian. Egyptian siya talaga kung tingnan mo, no? Hindi siya kamukha ng 17-year-old na bata na tinapo nila sa pit. And at nung kinakausap niya yung mga kapatid niya, may translator. So nagsasalita siya Egyptian. Tapos yung nagsasalita yung mga kapatid niya, Hebrew. Tapos may nagta-translate. Pero marunong din mag-Hebrew si Joseph kasi lumaki nga siya sa bahay ng kanyang ni Jacob. All right, and let's see here. Verse 14, and Joseph said unto them, "That is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall prove, by the life of Pharaoh shall ye go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither." So, natuklasan ni Joseph na may pagmamalasakit na pala yung mga kapatid niya sa kanilang bunsong kapatid na si Benjamin. Shock. I'm sure shock si Joseph. Kasi wala silang pagmamalasakit kay Joseph. Pero ngayon, meron na silang pagmamalasakit kay Benjamin. Prinoprotekta nila si Benjamin. Kaya binigyan sila ng pagsubok. Sabi niya, dalhin mo dito si Benjamin. Kung talagang meron kayong kapatid na bunso na iniwan sa bahay, gusto kong makita yung bunso na yan para alam ko totoo ang sinasabi ninyo. Oh, na-shock sila. So verse 16, send one of you and let him fetch your brother. So ikukulong ko kayong magkakapatid, nakakulong kayo dito sa house arrest. Isa lang sa inyo ang lalabas at kunin yung bata. And alam ko totoo kayo pag bumalik siya. Pero pinalitan niya yung isip niya. Look at verse number 17, and he put them all together into the ward 3 days. 3 days, is that significant? Ano ang 3 days sa parallel sa New Testament? 3 days and 3 nights na kulong si Jesus Christ. Nasa kapit ng kamatayan. At nanatili siyang sa kapit ng kamatayan ng 3 araw, 3 gabi. And so, and Joseph said unto them, the third day, this do and live, for I fear God, and if ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Kailangan may substitute sa inyo. Mag-iwan kayo ng isa sa inyong mga kapatid. Siya ang kapalit ninyo. Kayo pwedeng lumaya, pero siya ang kapalit. Do you hear Jesus Christ there? This is the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Siya ang nanatili sa kapit ng kamatayan para tayo ay maging malaya. Jesus was bound in death and sin so that we can be free. This is much, much, very Christological. And I'm not stressing it. I'm not straining the passage. You can see Jesus in Joseph a lot. Let's see here. Okay, so if you be true men, okay, then you have one substitute. Verse number 20. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. So umuwi sila. Verse 21. Iniwan nila actually yung isa nilang kapatid. Iniwan nila si Simeon. So naalala niyo yung mga kapatid mga anak ni Jacob, Levi, Simeon, at saka Reuben. Si Levi, Simeon, madugo sila. Pinatay nila yung mga men of Shechem dahil nilapastangan nila yung kanilang kapatid na babae na si Dinah. Si Reuben naman, siya yung panganay. Siya yung nagsabi, wag niyong patayin si Joseph. Wag niyong patayin si Joseph. Mamaya, ikakalas ko si Joseph, pero nung bumalik siya sa pit, wala na si Joseph. So Reuben was there. Look at verse number 22. And Reuben answered them, saying, "Spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear." Oh, so ibig sabihin, oh, let's go back here. Verse 21, context. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul." Nakikita mo ba yung kaluluwa ng tao? Sabi ni Reuben, nakita natin ang kahirapan ng kanyang kaluluwa. So yes, you can see a soul. You want to see a soul? Look in the mirror. Bakit? Kasi ikaw ay isang kaluluwa. You are a soul. Binigyan ka lang ng katawan. At binigyan ka ng espiritu. Pero ang tao ay ang tao siya ang kaluluwa. Okay? And so, he saw the anguish of his soul, and we besought us, and he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this is the distress that come upon us. Kaya tayo ginawang ganito, sabi ni Reuben. Tingnan mo ang ginawa natin kay Joseph. Lagot tayo. Ito yung kapalit ng Diyos dahil sa kasamaan natin. Etong binigay sa atin ng Diyos. So naririnig ito ni Joseph. Joseph hears this. These are words of grief. These are words of sorrow. And Reuben answered them saying, "Spake I not unto you?" Diba sinabi ko sa inyo, wag tayong magkasala laban sa anak na yan, kay Joseph. And ye would not hear. Ayaw niyong pakinggan. Therefore behold also his blood is required. Kaya yan, hinahanap na ng Diyos ang kanyang dugo sa atin. Kasi hindi naman natin alam kung ano nangyari kay Joseph. And Reuben, and when they knew not that Joseph understood them. So sa isip nila, hindi naman nakakaunawa ng Hebrew itong si Prinsipe. Di mag-Hebrew na lang tayo. Yan, pinag-uusapan nila. So narinig ni Joseph. Alam ni Joseph, nagsisi na sila sa ginawa nilang kamalian sa kanya. "For he spake unto them by an interpreter, and he turned himself about from them and wept." Umiyak si Joseph para sa kanila. Now, umiyak ba si Jesus Christ para sa Jerusalem? Yeah. Jesus wept for Jerusalem. He knew that he could save them. He knew that he could be king over them if they would just receive him. If they would just turn and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, he could have been king over them and establish the millennial kingdom and rule and reign on earth. But they rejected the king. And he wept over Jerusalem, just like Joseph weeps over his brethren. "And returned to them again and communed with them and took from them Simeon." And look, anong ginawa niya kay Simeon? "And bound him before their eyes." Simeon was bound. Katulad ng ginawa nila kay Joseph, yun ang ginawa ni Joseph kay Simeon. Kaya sa mga kapatid niya, sino siguro ang nagtali kay Joseph? Si Simeon. Kaya ginantilan ni Joseph, tinali niya si Simeon. At si Simeon ang nanatiling kulong. Tapos yung mga kapatid pwedeng umuwi. Tapos kailangan bumalik sila kung gusto nilang i-redeem si Simeon. "And Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and restore every man's money into his sack and to give them provision for the way, and thus he did unto them." So sinauli niya yung kanilang mga sako, pinuno niya ng mga pagkain, dinagdagan pa niya ng pera. Talaga, lahat silang magkakapatid, lahat ng mga kasamahan nila, masagana silang blines ni Joseph at pauwi na sila. Isn't that just like Jesus Christ? When Jesus saves us, He loads us up with blessings and benefits for our journey as we make our way to heaven. Jesus loads us up with blessings. All right, look at verse 26. "And they laded their asses with corn and departed thence. And as one of them in his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money. For behold, it was in the sack's mouth." Nakita niya, no? Nag-break sila. Pauwi na sila sa Canaan. Nag-stop sila sa isang hotel. At nung nakita nila yung kanilang sako, sabi niya, "Ano itong pera? Ang daming pera, napakarami." And he was shocked, no? "And he said unto his brethren, 'My money is restored.'" sino uli yung pera, yung pera na dapat binayaran natin para sa corn exchange, di ba? Nandito pa rin yung pera natin, pero nandito rin yung corn. And lo, even in my second, their heart failed them, and they were afraid one to another. What is this that God has done unto us? Ano kaya mangyayari sa atin? Talagang akala ng prinsipe, tayo ay spies. Talagang mangyayari ito sa atin. Lord, ano ba itong mangyayari sa atin? Isipin mo ito, na yung mga kapatid ni Joseph at si Jacob, hindi sila nag-respond ng correctly sa pagsubok ng Panginoon. Kaya sa kanila, anong nangyayari sa atin, Lord? And they said unto Jacob their father unto the land of Canaan and told him all that befell them. So rineview nila. Pagdating nila sa Canaan, kinausap nila yung tatay nila. And the man who is lord of the land spake roughly to us, took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, we are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, the sons of our father, one is not, yan si Joseph. And the youngest this day is with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, hereby I shall know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your household, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me, that I shall know that ye are no spies, that ye are true men. So will I deliver your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass that they emptied their sacks, and behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack, with both of the... And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Joseph their father said unto them, me ye have bereaved of my children. Now, kumbaga, nagulat yung mga brothers. Kasi sinabi ng kanilang tatay, kayo ang dahilan kung bakit nawala ang aking anak na si Joseph. They were shocked that Jacob knew they were the reason why he lost Joseph. So, and Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. Ngayon, wala na rin si Simeon. Talagang bumagsak ang puso ni Jacob, yung kanilang tatay. And ye will take Benjamin away? Tapos, gusto pa ninyo tangkunin si Benjamin? All these things are against me. Verse 36. All these things are against me, sabi ni Jacob. Tingnan mo ang pananaw ng isang Kristiyano na hindi lumalakad na kasama ang Diyos. Pagdating ng suffering, ang isip ng backslider, lahat ng ito, salungat sa akin. Ano ba nangyayari sa akin? Puros wala, puros mali. Pero si Joseph, ano yung ugali ni Joseph? Dahil wasto ang kanyang fellowship sa Diyos. Sabi ni Joseph, di ba, sa katapusan, sabi niya, yung ginagawa niyong kamalian ay sa mata ng Diyos, ay para sa aking kabutihan. Pero hindi yan ang uisip ni Jacob. And also Jacob revealed that his love is for his sons. He loves his sons. And Reuben spake unto his father. Now this is the dumbest thing, verse 37. Slay my two sons if I bring not thee to thee. Deliver him into my hand and I will bring him to thee again. Insurance na yung mga anak ko. Patayin mo yung mga anak ko kung hindi ko ibalik si Benjamin. Anong klaseng kwenta yan na pag-iisip? And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. Now, left alone kasi, sino yung magulang, sino yung nanay ni Joseph at saka ni Benjamin? Si Rachel, yung pili ni Jacob, the choice wife. And nag-iisa na lang si Benjamin. Kaya hindi nyo pwedeng dalhin. If mischief befall him by the way in which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Ayaw lang na manatiling masakit ang damdamin ni Jacob sa kanyang katapusan ng kanyang buhay. Kaya hindi niya pinayagan na dalhin nila si Benjamin. Now, I hope you saw here a lot of parallel between Joseph and Jesus. And I hope you see here the progress of the story. And in chapter 43, next Sunday, pag-aralan natin, bumalik sila. No choice. dahil napakasama ng famine, ng pagutom, no choice, they had to go back. And the story progresses. And we'll look at that next week. Let's pray. Oh, did you find another parallel?
Maybe. What? Is this significant? Jesus had 12 disciples and there were 12 brothers.
Oh. There's something about 12. I also noticed that he spake roughly unto his brothers. And Jesus went into the temple and took a whip and treated those people roughly. And yet, the man who held the whip, his hands were nailed to the cross for them. Okay? Anybody else? Any observation?
I would say mercy. Mercy, even though they damaged Joseph,
yeah,
they were the family,
yeah,
and it was a big damage that they did to him. Regardless, he had that mercy and helped them, and it's the same as Jesus.
Amen.
We heard Jesus a lot every single day, and his mercy is with us as well every single day.
Amen. That's good. That's a good point, and I agree. You have Joseph could have returned evil towards them, but yet he graciously loaded them with blessings and benefits, even though he was ill-treated. And that's Jesus Christ. That's God. You know how he is towards us. Yes?
One more. If he found Simeon, and was he about to bound Benjamin?
That doesn't happen. Benjamin doesn't get bound.
Was he about to?
We don't know. We don't know. I think his purpose is to see if his brothers will mistreat the youngest one.
If he was about to, did Simeon offer, just like Jesus would offer instead of every man for
his own sins? Yeah, Simeon was the substitute for everyone. Yeah, very much like Christ. Okay, we're good? All right. Maganda, pag nag-aaral tayo ng salita ng Diyos, nakikita natin si Jesus Christ sa Old Testament. And remember, Jesus, when he dealt with the disciples in the road to Emmaus, took time to expound to them the Word of God and show them that he is the central theme. And we see his shadow here, all over the place. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the victory that you've given us. We thank you for your provision, Lord. We thank you for the speaking to us roughly at times. But we know behind that roughness, Lord, is love divine. And we thank you for that love. Father, we ask that you bless us now, each and every one of us, as we continue on our day. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.